Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Jocelyn?
Hey.
Jocelyn is looking for Toby, is that correct?
Yeah, I am.
All right, tell us about Toby.
Well, I met Toby on the T.
Mm-hmm.
I ride the red line.
Okay.
I got on. It was totally packed. And he was really nice. He gave me a seat. It was cute. You know, that was like a really nice thing he could do.
Yeah.
So we got to talking and decided to meet up for some drinks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was nice. You know, one thing led to another. And, you know, we kind of ended up back at my place and hooked up.
Wow.
It was fun.
That was fast work.
All he had to do was give you a seat on the train.
I mean, we just kind of vibed, you know?
No, I feel you.
All right.
I feel you. And so what happened the last time you guys hung out, though? Anything else or?
I mean, not really. We went out a few more times, had some fun, and I just haven't heard from him. I really don't know what happened.
You can't think of anything that you could have done that, like, might have turned him off, or...
No, that's, like, what's bothering me is I literally can't think of anything. Like, we vibed so hard. I don't get it.
And you haven't seen him since, like on the train?
No, I haven't. I'm a nurse, so I don't get on the same time every day, so I don't know if that's it. I just want to know what's going on, you know?
Maybe he's, you know, trying not to piss his wife off.
Oh, she went there. She went there,
Jocelyn. No, I'm just, it's a possibility. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
You never know.
That's a great possibility, though.
I mean,
that's literally what I was going to say. That was,
really?
Those were the exact words that were going to come out of my mouth. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, his wife was like, why you been coming home lately? But, all right. So anyway, maybe that's not it. We'll give him a call for you and see what the deal is. Right, Jocelyn?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it better not be it.
Yeah. All right. Hang on. Second date update on the 10s.
Hey, this is Toby.
Toby, how you doing? It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. Can I explain to you why we're calling, sir?
Who the f*** is this?
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station.
All right. How'd you get my number? What the f*** does that have to do with that thing?
Okay, so we got your number. I'm going to explain. Actually, a girl that you know wanted us to ask you out on a date on her behalf. And so here's the deal. I'm going to tell you her name. If you agree to go on a date with her, then we'll let you pick wherever you want to do the date, like restaurant or whatever. And whenever you're free, just let us know. We'll literally reserve the restaurant and all the food and drinks that night will be free for you guys.
I mean... I don't know. I mean, I know, like, a lot of girls, so I don't know. If I know her, I know her.
I'm going to tell you her name.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Jocelyn.
Who?
Jocelyn.
Can you be more specific? Like, okay.
Jocelyn, who you met on the... Jocelyn, who you met on the train.
Do you know more than one Jocelyn, or... Did you forget her name?
Wait. My red line bitch.
Your red line bitch?
Excuse you?
Okay. What does that even mean?
Okay.
Hold on. Your red line bitch. I mean, Jocelyn. Toby, Jocelyn's on the phone and she heard what you said when you said, when you, why'd you call her a red line bitch?
Let me apologize. I mean, that wasn't right. I mean, she's a red line lady.
Red line.
What does that even mean?
Okay. I don't think that means it much.
You're
better,
a red line lady.
Okay.
Do you have a green line lady? Blue line.
Silver line.
Jeez. Yeah, so, like, I ride the T all day for work. It's a great way to meet girls. You know, you give them your seat. You know, they're all flattered. It's not rocket science.
So you have, like...
So you just use me and ghost me for no reason? You gave me a seat to hook up with me? That's it?
It's not you. I mean, it's you're great, I'm sure. But I'm just not riding the red line now.
Oh, my God.
So because you're not riding the red line anymore, she's not your girl anymore?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's a system, kind of. You got college girls who take the green line, which is what I'm riding right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they party and they go on a moment's notice. You know, easy one night stand.
Okay.
Orange line is mostly like talking, you know, financial girls.
Okay.
That like to spend money on them.
Okay.
You know, low level financial girls.
You are a gem. Yeah.
Wait.
And then the blue and silver lines are just like hookups.
Yeah.
It's just touristy ass. And you know, hospital and medic girls ride the red line.
Okay.
They're cool. They work hard. They're, you know, they're important. But schedules are a mess.
What do you do for work, Jocelyn?
I'm a CNA at Mass General.
What I tell you.
Wow, his plan actually works.
Okay, but why did you ghost her? Like, did she do anything wrong?
No, she didn't do anything wrong. I mean, but I'm riding the green line now. And I have this girl whose parents are like rich as f***, and they offered to take us to Nantucket for 4th of July weekend. I mean, we go.
You gotta be f***ing joking right now. Are you serious?
Oh, boy.
Had ever been to Nantucket in the summertime? F***ing beautiful. I mean, you wouldn't say no. How could I say no?
I cannot believe this dude has a plan like this, and it's actually working.
I know. Is this like how you get all your
this
dates?
Is unreal.
Or...
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The only time it sucked was the corona when all the chicks were wearing masks, and I ended up going out with some freaky-looking, you know, messed-up chicks.
Wow. So, I'm going to defend Toby a little bit here. He's not necessarily... Well, he's not lying, for one. And he didn't say that you did anything wrong, Jocelyn. So perhaps when your schedule permits you to ride the red line again... Do you think that maybe you guys could do like another date, Toby? Or?
Oh, no.
What date?
Toby, never mind. Apparently,
yeah. Quiet crickets.
Apparently, she wants to rescind her offer. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Be a no for me too.
I was gonna say,
you think
he cares?
We'll put it this way: I'll be riding the red line again in a few months. Maybe I'll see her again.
Oh, off! I hope you choke on a lobster roll.
That reminds me, Nantucket's going to be amazing.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa, and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.